Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen,
and we're here to pump up your parenting skill, pump up your knowledge, and pump up your energy today. Our show today is sponsored by missionsradio.org. Missionradio.org believes all of us has a mission, an assignment, a destiny in this life to carry out a very important message. So go to missions with an S, radio.org, donate to help their cause, and take a listen to all their radio shows they have to offer. We have updated our website on Parent Pump Radio. We have over 1,000 videos and articles regarding parenting on our website. You can go to the top of the menu bar and you'll see all the categories for videos and articles. If you like to submit your story for our website or be a guest expert on the show, go to parentpumpradio.com, send us a message with your story, or you can email us at info@parentpumpradio.com. Now, on to our show today. I have a very special guest today. A friend of mine was at my house spending the night, and she showed me a video of our guest on her Facebook page. And the message that she said and gave in that moment, it just was so heart-touching, so soul-touching that I knew I had to reach out and connect with her on Facebook and just kind of get to know her a little more and where her message was coming from and how amazing it was. So after we spoke, I instantly knew that I had to have her on the show so that she can share with you how to get connected to your children on a soul level. So many times, I think we are so busy with the running around that we forget that there's also a soul connection to ourselves and our children. So our guest today has created and launched 3 successful brands in wellness, relationship, and online business. She's an entrepreneur, an innovator, a digital marketer, best-selling author, speaker, and transformational coach, and she's inspired people to value what they have survived in life as powerful lessons and then turn those lessons, skills, and talents into their own legacy. She stands for 5 core values, which I really, really love. I think we all have to have core values, and I'm glad that she's given me that to share with you. So her 5 core value is radical self-acceptance, bold self-expression, fearless living, owning my story, and standing in my authentic power. So please help me welcome Katarina Satori. Hi, Katarina.
Oh, hi, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for such a heartfelt introduction. It's really an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
If you want to follow Katarina, she's very active on social media. So she's on Facebook, LinkedIn, and even Instagram. And you can find her in all these social media under Katarina, K-A-T-E-R-I-N-A, Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I. Do that for the new year. You're going to have life-changing lesson. Katarina, let's talk and see how your messages was so amazing. And I want to really have parents hear about this. Tell me how you got started in all this and how you are so inspirational.
I really believe our purpose finds us, Jacqueline. So we do the inner work. We find our inner power, right? We travel on our path. And eventually, we arrive to the point where our cup is so full, it's overflowing. And we have 2 choices: to kind of hold it for ourselves, and then it begins stagnating. And almost like, you know how when the water is not moving, it begins stagnating. Or we can generously share with others. And the more we pour out from ourselves, the more it comes back to us. I simply was walking on my life path and, you know, learning these new insights about myself and about other people. Always been passionately curious about human beings, how they think, how they make decisions, what inspires them. And then I started sharing that simply out of overflowing cup. And I found my outlet on social media because I have the belief, just go to where people are. And people on social media, and I wanted to create my pages on all social media as a lighthouse. Yeah. So only positive, only inspirational, only something nourishing. And I wanted to create a consistent outflow of positive energy for people. And people start following, people start liking what I share. And out of this sharing, my business kind of naturally formed and grew, and it became my mission in life.
Now, was there something that happened in your life that could help the listener where they're going through right now that maybe have been really difficult for you and this helped you that they can relate to?
Oh gosh, where do I start?
That's true.
You know, like I often describe my path as a visionary, I constantly jump through the rings of fire. And really my lesson here to learn and to share with others is all about how to surrender to the higher guidance and how to allow life and the universe move you to the right soul path. Something I had to learn again and again, that we as human beings, we've never been designed to make decisions through the mind. Mind can only take you that far. And when you, with your spiritual evolution, with your soul awakening, you begin to trust your intuitive guidance more and more. You listen to your mind, but you understand that the mind is a tool. You go back to the heart and to the soul. Yeah, my path was bumpy. You know, I came to this country with $3 in my pocket as an immigrant, and I had to start completely from scratch, knowing nobody. So my faith has been tested again and again and again, and I learned to rely on my soul from very early age.
I have a similar background story. My family and I were refugees back in 1975, and we came over here as a 7-member family with less than $20 in our pocket and having to start that over. I know from your Facebook page that you used to live in Vegas and now you live by the ocean, and you were saying how that's really helped you. Is it the nature of being outside, or what is it?
Yeah, there is a wisdom of living in alignment with elements. And really, our environment does condition our thinking. It's so, so important. And I feel like I lived in Las Vegas for 8 years, and some of my deepest spiritual training was there. And I know it's kind of funny to hear for a lot of people. People like, oh, Vegas is such intense energy. But I do feel like we are never meant to grow in a greenhouse. You know, the tree will grow in the kind of a desolated place when it's bombarded by the snow and the hurricanes and the winds and all kind of intense environment. That's where the roots have become really, really strong. And I really feel like my soul placed me in that environment to become really strong internally. And then I was moved to California, to Laguna Beach, to complete a new chapter of my visionary path. And living by the ocean is very feminine energy. It's very nurturing, very supportive. And I always encourage my, you know, my listeners and people who follow me to really allow themselves to be in an environment that supports them, especially their parents, because parents give so much to their children, right? They constantly give. I encourage people to find the environment that supports them, whether it's create a little garden in your backyard, whether it's to, you know, make a trip to the ocean every day, even if it's for 10 minutes, it will rebalance your energy naturally.
Is the masculine energy then the opposite of the oceans? And
yeah, well, I will compare masculine energy, New York City.
Okay.
Very masculine energy, concrete jungle. Okay. And it's, you know, what happens, Jacqueline, is like when you live in that very intense environment, you use your life force to counterbalance the intensity of environment. Well, let's say you wake up in the morning. If we look at the energy reserves, if we look at that, let's say you wake up and you have $100 in energy terms, right?
Yes.
You wake up and let's say your environment takes away $50, half of your energy, instead of replenish it naturally. So then you only have half left. And if you constantly battle the energy of the environment, you don't have enough energy to launch your dreams. You don't have enough energy to show up powerful for your children, simply because you're just trying to stay afloat. So I didn't understand the importance of environment until I moved to an environment that nurtures me.
So if you live in New York or like I do in Los Angeles, you're going to find that has a lot of concrete. Like you were saying, so that's a lot of masculine. From what I'm hearing you're saying then is to counterbalance that. So you have feminine energy. You either want to go to the ocean if you live in LA, or maybe have a garden, go to a park to bring in that nature, which is the feminine, so that you can replenish that 50%. So that you can now give back to yourself, most importantly, and which then in turn you can give to your family and your children.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You know, and this simple thing I always teach people, find a tree. Anybody can find a tree. That's easy. That's not a rocket science. But what trees will help to ground the excess nervous energy that comes in when living in a fast moving pace of the city. All I do, you know, I get out during the day and I just find a tree and I lean back, you know, on the trunk of the tree, and I connect to that groundness of the tree. And that's all it, and it really shifts your energy. It helps you ground and feel centered again.
So how often should we do that and to replenish and how long?
I say start small. Mm-hmm. So find the tree and connect to the tree for 5 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, just for 5 minutes, you can hug a tree and nobody needs to know. Keep it for yourself if you're shy about all this, you know, practices. Just it can be your process. Hug a tree and thank this tree for giving it oxygen and life. And, you know, just connect to it and feel like how grounded you become.
We talk about meditating, but wouldn't it be even more powerful to maybe meditate for 5 minutes under a tree or by the ocean?
Yes, absolutely.
So I want to go back to your five core values, because we didn't talk about that in our phone conversation. When you sent your bio over, it was really powerful. A lot of times I think we forget in the busyness of being a parent and just being alive, values are what's important to us, right? And the core values are really the top five things are important. And you really have strong, I mean, instead of just self-acceptance, you say radical self-acceptance. Instead of just self-expression, you use the word bold. Instead of just living, you say fearless living. And that's the one thing I notice about you is that you have these great adjectives. And even when I listen to your videos, it's all really highly positive words. So tell me where that come from and how that's really transformed your life.
I just love the deep questions that you ask. I love that, Jacqueline. I love that. Yes. Well, you know, the positive and the adjectives, it all came to my awareness when I began studying conscious language.
Okay.
Conscious language as a practice. And I begin to understand that the language is the window to our subconscious mind, which is way, way, way more powerful than conscious mind. You know, it's like we can compare the conscious mind, right? There's a logical mind, just something that we are aware. It's only like 7% of our power. The rest is subconscious mind, which governs all instincts, all memory, all learning, and all change.
Yeah.
So the window to your deepest beliefs are in your language. I listen closely to what people say, even though I'm not a parent myself yet. And I know people deeply. And little children are people. So I always teach and share with people the power of conscious language. Speak what you desire to have. Make sure it's all in a positive terms. And the fastest way to rewire your beliefs and to restructure your reality is to change what you speak into the world.
So then you're saying when we speak, we should actually be using more powerful language because it affects the subconscious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the fastest way to actually locate the blind spots in your language is to listen, maybe record yourself, maybe record your conversations, at least just for the fun of it. And watch how many positives words in ratio to the negative. How many complaints do you say during a day?
Yeah.
Whatever you focus on expands.
That's really, really true. And I think another way to also gauge that is what conversation people are responding to you. You'll find yourself in a conversation that is lowering in energy. Mm-hmm. And especially when we're talking about politics. And
oh.
Right? It instantly can go there. Sometimes we don't hear what we're saying. I guess what I'm also hearing what you're saying is that listen to what other people are saying because they're a mirror to what we're saying too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even it's so fun to teach your children like five most powerful words in English. And there is words of creation and there is words of limitation. So for example, give a very concrete example. People usually say, I want this or I want that. Well, the word want itself at the root of it, it really means wanting and not having. You just keep wanting it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That using the powerful language of creation, an example, I intend, I bring about, I am creating, right?
Yeah.
I'm manifesting. And imagine teaching your children from very, very early age, speak to a desire to have, speak like you're already attracting it. Like today, I am intending on creating a powerful day, right?
Yeah.
Today, I am manifesting miracles and magic and surprises. And making that as a game with your children, right?
Yeah.
Even learning, even creating a little cheat sheet and saying, this is the powerful words and this is the words of limitation.
Did you hear those words? Please write it down because those are great examples she's giving you to start off your day with your children and
planting really much more powerful seeds from what I'm hearing you're saying. You were mentioning about subconscious mind and the conscious mind. Now, you and I understand that a lot, but for the listeners, can you elaborate more how powerful the subconscious mind and what it can really do for us as parents and just us as human beings?
It's one of my favorite topics, Jacqueline, because I work with people on subconscious mind and using hypnosis, using different modalities to go deeper into the root of what I call glitch in the system. So think about your subconscious mind as the major operating system in your computer. There's programs that are running that have been installed before 7-year-old age. So before we are 7-year-old, the majority of imprints of negative beliefs, of programs that we inherited from our parents, kind of like by modeling, that's called programming or conditioning. And I wish I could tell you that all of those programs are positive. Unfortunately, most of them are limiting. And just because before you are 7-year-old, you cannot really make conscious decisions of what is modeled before you, if it's positive or negative. You simply get an imprint, like a stamp. This is what you see, and you make an observation about the world. This is how it is. So a very specific example, a lot of us, we grew up in homes where there was a lot of fear about money. We heard things like money don't grow on trees. You have to work really hard for the money. And that's programming goes really, really deep in the subconscious. And how it shows up when we decide to maybe open our own business, maybe create like a new revenue business as an adult, the self-sabotage programming rises up at the most critical times where we have to make a leap. So going back to the origin of that, those beliefs, listening to your language is the very first step. Right? And questioning those beliefs. Is that true that you have to work so hard for your money? Is that true that money doesn't grow on the trees? Really questioning and being playful with that. And also another thing too is subconscious mind governs instincts. So it's basically every single process in your body that you have no conscious awareness of, like breathing, right? What happens in your body when you are asleep, that all under control of subconscious mind. The same thing with memory. And oftentimes, you know, we hold on to memories because there is some stuck emotion that also happens in subconscious mind. So there is many, many books that are written, many videos parents can find on YouTube. The very simple steps that they can take really start looking into their patterns, because subconscious mind is also responsible for the patterns, for the automatic behavior. And also the simple way to reboot your subconscious mind is to disrupt your routine, do something novel and creative, be more like a childlike. And that will bring more insight and awareness what's really going on deep inside your subconscious.
One of the things that stops people from their resolutions or their goals has a lot more to do with their subconscious mind than the conscious. We make resolutions for New Year's to go exercise, to eat healthy, get a relationship, but then somehow by the first quarter, things get disrupted. So if you are making goals and resolutions to do something and it keeps getting interrupted for some reason, it's most likely your subconscious mind.
Absolutely. It just signals to me that there is a conflict of major values.
Yeah. In NLP, we call it parts. It's like two parts working against each other, and we have to integrate the parts together.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes. It's a fear of losing. It's a fear of missing out. The goal is to have a sexy, lean body, but there might be a subconscious belief that if you have that lean and sexy body, you're going to attract a lot of criticism. You're going to alienate some of your friends who are out of shape.
Yeah.
That's a big conflict. And just really looking at that, and it takes courage. Jacqueline, you and I both know that, you know, looking that deep within, it takes courage. And at the same time, I see such a possibility if you share that process with your children and become very transparent and say, even having that dialogue with your children and you say, you know, it's your little son or your little daughter, say, okay, mommy, just build these goals and something's stopping me. And, you know, and they really be transparent about that process. So they learn the power of subconscious mind from an early age. And you treat your children as conscious children. and really trusting that they can grasp the process, you know, simplifying everything for them, of course, but maybe including them in building goals for your family.
I agree with that. And it's never too early to teach your children about the power of the subconscious and what conscious means. And even in NLP, it's all about communication, because what we say out of our mouth really is the last part. We already thought about it in our head before it even came out. With hypnosis, like you were saying, hypnosis and NLP and other techniques, and you can find a lot of these things even on YouTube to really help you get deep in that. One of the things that we talked about is some of your techniques to really help get connected. I know one of them was the 5-minute vacation, which was really easy and powerful that I'd never thought about. So can you relay to the listeners some of the things that we talked about that were great techniques for parents to get connected to themselves so that in return, the children can really get that powerful energy?
Absolutely, Jacqueline. Absolutely. That's my favorite topic. And, you know, once again, I'm here just kind of as a reminder, because your audience is already, they're conscious parents. They already know quite a lot. And I'm just here just as a reminder. Once again, I'm not a parent yet. And at the same time, I worked with hundreds of people. So I know human beings. I understand human beings. And I'm passionately curious about human beings. So when I thought about our interview today, I was like, what would be the simple techniques? The very first came to mind is the teaching your children about the power of intention.
Yes.
And really beginning your day, every single day, when I wake up, before I get out of bed, I lay there and it just takes 2 minutes. And I say, what do I want to experience today? How do I want to feel? And what do I want to learn? And maybe just starting your day with your children and teaching them the power of intention is almost like a guiding thought throughout the day. Maybe choosing the theme for the day. I really love that too, because it's very simple. Let's say the theme for today is compassion. And teaching your children like a little lesson over breakfast, like what compassion is and what compassion is not, and how can they practice compassion during the day. And maybe create a contest for them. Like, so they can win something because they practice this quality during the day, and teaching them the power of intention and say, hey, if you just have that intention, the universe will bring you opportunity to practice it, and letting them know that this is the real experience.
Absolutely. The intention goes also, I think, with what you were saying earlier, and we hear this statement a lot, is what you focus on expands. So if they set that intention, they're almost looking out for that.
Absolutely. And it shows up so fast. So, because I deeply believe children are very spiritual beings. They are such spiritual beings, especially before the age of 7. They have their guardian angels watching over them super closely. At the age of 7, something happens called transition. Their guardian angels stand back a little bit and let them make their first mistakes, let them get experience of the conscious choice. So if you have children before 7, really listen closely to what they say. They might say something very prophetic. Like when I was before 7, I told my mother, I was still in Russia. I told my mother that I'm going to live in the United States. I had no clue how this would ever happen. And, you know, because I grew up in a working class, single mom family in Soviet Russia, we didn't even know anything about the United States. But I had this kind of a prophecy before age of 7, and this became the reality, it became true. So I always encourage parents, listen, you know, maybe like have a journal about what their children say before the age of 7, because they are so sharp, they're so connected there.
They're also in that state, what we talked earlier, like mostly in a trance. And so what you say then gets implanted so deeply and so much more powerful. So if you have these powerful words, like you were saying, and intention, it will carry them through the bad times when they're older.
Oh, this is so true. And then this leads us to another technique I wanted to share with parents, is teach your children how to shield them energetically. You know, especially when they go their first year in school, a second year in the school, they're very vulnerable, right, to how they're accepted or perceived by the other children. And maybe creating a ritual with them, you know, teaching them how to shield energetically and say, okay, when you go to school and if you feel vulnerable or afraid of some children, you can put this golden shield around you and they can do it in their mind. It's very, very simple. And so they can pull the golden shield kind of energetic aura around themselves, and they can add a second shield of the violet flame. that is healing and cleansing, and only positive things will be attracted to them. What makes it so powerful, because children at that age, they will take it in with purity of the heart, and they can experience the power of energetic shielding.
Wow. I learned it as a bubble. Like, imagine it as a gigantic bubble and
that's
you're
right.
inside.
Yes.
So is that so what you're saying too? And I know some of my teachers have said you send lights of purple and white and pink out of love. And you also put a mirror on the outside so that any negative things just gets bounced off of you from the inside. But yet you're still sending love and healing light.
Yes, okay. I love that. Yes, I love it. I also like to envision it like a teardrop.
Oh.
Shape that comes from up your crown chakra right above your head, and it just like in a tear shaped drop just envelops you like in a nice bubble.
And so you're saying teach your children and do this for yourself too, right? Where you're out there, so you're protected.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, especially at any point of the day, you get frazzled. You know, parents have so many responsibilities, and that's where that 5 minute vacation comes in, right?
Let's talk about that.
I love it so much because it really takes, in your mind, you can go anywhere. I teach my clients and I teach my friends, okay, you can go take 5 minutes. Maybe you can go by the tree and close your eyes and simply take a 5 minutes vacation. You can imagine you going to a very peaceful place, a place where you can be 100% natural, authentic you. A place where you can take all the masks, you can take all the guard, and you can just be naturally, you can exhale. And then in that peaceful place, imagine yourself at the very best. Maybe you can imagine yourself at your full potential self. How would you look? What would you wear? How would you stand? How would your eyes sparkle? And connect to that, to yourself in that best self-expression and your full potential self. While you're there, you can ask that best self of yours. You can say, what is the most important message for me today? And you will receive an answer. It's so easy. Like, you're always connected. But then if you make it a conscious ritual, because we are tribal beings, we are such tribal beings. So ritual help us to connect to our full potential. So while you're there, you even just going to a peaceful place relaxes you, grounds you, connects you. And then you ask your full potential self, what is the message for me? And the message can be surrender, let go, trust your path, forgive, take a nap. Sometimes the message is just take a nap.
I think that's a message for every parent every day.
Just take a nap.
Yes. One of my teachers had told me that it's important, because you talked about being in nature and hugging a tree, to take off your shoes and have your feet be grounded, touching the ground and the dirt. Tell us what that means and why is that so important?
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. It is so important because there's very special electromagnetic vibration that the earth gives to us. And because we live in a home that has carpets, right, rugs, and we wear shoes all the time, we're disconnected from the Mother Earth. And every single day, Jacqueline, when I go on the beach, so I run to the beach and then I take my shoes off and I make sure I run with my bare feet. And it just takes, you know, 10 minutes out of your day, but you feel so much more supported by the energy of the earth. And people can do that by the tree as well. Just taking the shoes, find the grass. It's just a simple rebalancing of your energetic field. And it works really powerfully.
We ground things in the house. So I guess us coming from the ground, touching that somehow neutralizes things.
Absolutely. And, you know, this leads us to another technique that I wanted to share with the listeners. And I think it will be really, really fun to do with your children, is to build your home altar.
Oh, an altar.
Yes, it can be like a simple devotional place. Maybe you can put something on a windowsill, or maybe you can find a little table and help your children to find a special object of power. Maybe it's a white feather that they find on the street. Maybe it's a special rock. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an image of a grandma or a grandpa. But building that home altar is so powerful. It's dedicated devotional practice. And teaching your children to ground right there, teaching your children meditation, teaching your children visualization. is so powerful, but having a dedicated spot. So let's say they don't have a good day, they're upset or they're tired, and teaching them to come back to this devotional practice. And having the consistency of devotional practice is so, so powerful.
This is, I think, connecting spiritually. Whether you are religious or not, there is a spiritual connection that is very powerful. There are a lot of kids out there who are going through a lot of stress. Maybe their parents are divorced. Maybe their parents are going through financial difficulty. And whether you say it as a parent or not, they feel the stress between us. And I think that altar is great so that they can have a place to go to on their own when they need to release something.
Oh, you're so spot on. You're so spot on. It's just really teaching people, teaching your children that they are guided spiritually. And they have spirit guides. They have their angels. And, you know, really just encouraging their connection with that. And just like you said, you know, independently of religious beliefs, independently, some people like to go to church. Some people like to go to devotional practice on their own. It's, you know, everybody has their own path, but just teaching spiritual principles, teaching children that they have their soul power and, you know, that they can connect to that soul power at any point of the day. It can be so bonding for the parents.
For me, it's like, it's not all on you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because sometimes we do feel like we have to be the one to help them spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, and it can be really draining. And it goes back to what you said earlier, the 50% of the energy is draining. But when you know that there's something higher, that there's that spiritual side that's higher that's helping you out, it almost, for me, it gives like an exhale.
Right. That's right. That's right. You know, I deeply believe that the children choose us.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, there's a special sacred soul contract between us and the children. And I just wonder, how would we change our relationship with our children if we communicated that to children? You chose me, and I'm so proud to be your mother. You know, thank you for giving me that gift and really empowering them with that awareness.
My book, I dedicate to my kids. And that's one of the things that I say in the dedication is thanking them for choosing me as their mother and giving me the lessons that I need. Because even though they're children, their soul is very deep and they're teaching you something that you need to learn.
Oh, that is so, so true. So true. Yes.
We're running out of time. Do you have any last minute words for the parents or closing for the audience to listen to?
I just wanted to express gratitude for every parent because I believe it's a sacred, sacred job to do. And especially now when we are moving in such a different level of consciousness as the planet, and really the souls, the children that's coming to our reality right now, they are much more awakened. They're much more evolved souls. And I just honor every parent that showing up and listening and continuously learning and growing and taking this role as the most sacred role to carry. So I just have gratitude and deep, deep soul respect for the parents. And I just wanted to thank them for the hard work and for showing up and continuing growing and evolving.
Yes. And Katarina, you can find her on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram at Katarina Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I. All her information is also going to be in our show notes. And on a final note, because you're listening, Katarina has a special gift. So will you tell us about this special gift?
Absolutely. It's just a perfect segue because we started talking about conscious language, right? So what I created, I put together, you know, a few pages of the most powerful declarations. You know, something put you speak into the world, and they're all carefully designed to reprogram your consciousness. And what I did, I basically created an ebook so parents can record themselves in their own voice if they want. It's so much more powerful to access your subconscious if you hear positive declarations in your own voice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's just really positive. And then you can add beautiful music and you can listen on repeat through the night. And it just will really sink in like the water through your subconscious, and you will see shifts in your reality, really, really massive shifts. Sometimes I listen to those declarations when I'm on my morning walk or run. So I've included an ebook of those and also an MP3 file. People can choose whatever resonates with them the best.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I know the listeners will appreciate it. I'm going to go download it. I need all the affirmation I can get. So that link is also going to be in the show notes. And I want to thank you for listening. And Katarina, I want to show my appreciation and gratitude for sharing your lifelong journey and your thoughts to help the parents. And have a great day, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows, which are featured on missionswithanSradio.org. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured on missionsradio.org. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.